This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I want to give KSTP credit for this part of the story because of their excellent reporting, but it deserves a conversation, that is for sure. And a part of the conversation will be State Senator Scott Dibble, who has been outspoken before in his criticism of the Met Council, and he is the chair of the Senate Transportation Committee. So Ernest Morales, who we tried to get on Dave a number of times on the show, rarely came on, and when he did, it was just short answers, dismissive answers. Well, he's been out for months as the head of Metro Transit Police Chief, right? And there was multiple reporting from outlets saying toxic work environment. So you think, okay, Met Council, very powerful, very influential. This is a public official. This will be a requirement that we will find out through a report what happened. But now we're being told that somehow, some way, from the Associate General Counsel for the Met Council, that Ernest Morales, again, the Metro Transit Police Chief, doesn't count as a public official. Now, Charlie Zettli has been on this show a number of times before, wasn't available to Channel 5. And Dave, today, when we reach out to Charlie, did he respond in any way? Did not respond in any way. Senator Scott Dibble, it's always a pleasure when you're on the show and you're on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. When you found out about what they're saying about a lack of investigation, lack of report, and the fact that Morales is not considered a public official, what do you want to say about that?
Well, thanks for having me on to talk about this very, very important matter of the public's business. Appreciate it, Chad. So I was upset and incredulous, to be really plain spoken. The fact of the matter is that there was an investigation. And the public deserves the right to know what the nature and the findings were of that investigation. Chief Morales was the police chief of our regional police agency. And of course, there have been tremendous concerns in recent years. There's been some improvements recently, but, around public safety and riders feeling safe and secure on light rail and buses and the like. And so he had an extremely important and very serious public trust that he was to carry out. And it's vital for people to get to where they need to go, of course, on transit. And it's vital for our transit system to be vibrant and usable. And so, this agency is a public agency. He, of course, is a public employee. Something went wrong. And it is the law in every other instance that we find out as the public or as representatives of the public what exactly happened, so that there's some measure of transparency and accountability for the tax dollars that we all pay.
Okay, do you buy the Met Council's explanation that as the law stands now, that the Metro Transit Police Chief, whether it's Ernest Morales or anyone else, is not defined as a public official?
I do not buy that at all. And if they're finding some hair to split, I think that's bad on them, because they most certainly understand, and Chief Morales would certainly understands that the scope and the intent and the purpose of the law, providing for the transparency of these investigations after they conclude, is intended.
Do you believe the Met Council is trying to cover up this investigation, trying to make sure it goes away and the public does not see it?
Well, I can only speculate on their motive, but I can say that this is a part of a pattern, a larger culture, really, of the Met Council trying to stay out of the public light and their hesitancy to be fully forthcoming with information, fully transparent. You know, there are glaring instances that have been uncovered by our legislative auditor. Our legislative auditor is our mechanism mm-hmm. of doing deep dive investigations into agencies and local units of government and the like, usually executive branch agencies. The Met Council tries to present itself as an autonomous, independent local unit of government, but it really is a hybrid of an executive branch agency, much like we think of the Department of Transportation or Human Services or Public Safety. And so, you know, it has those same mechanisms of accountability back to the chief executive, the governor. It has a governing body, the Metropolitan Council, on which council members sit, much like we would think of as county commissioners or city councilors. And then, of course, it depends on its legal authorities from state laws that are enacted by the legislature. So for it to try to avoid providing all the information that's required of it in its provision of public services like transit, like building LRT, like providing our sewer system, our housing systems region-wide, our park systems, and like, this is totally unacceptable.
This is State Senator Scott Dibble with us. It's 45 past 1. Shad Hartman here on CCO. We're talking about Ernest Morales and Metro Transit and the Met Council, and again, questions on efficiency, accountability, transparency, where now the Met Council is saying, even though Ernest Morales is out, multiple reports of a toxic work environment, they are saying that this position, the Metro Transit Police Chief, is not defined as a public official. Now, in the story, your quote is saying, okay, we're going to resolve this next legislative session. Is that going to be easy to resolve? And once it is, will we then see the report on Morales?
Well, to your first question, yes, I think it will be easy if there is a technicality that needs to be addressed so that employees of the Metropolitan Council are properly construed as public employees for all the purposes that we categorize folks as public employees. We will make that fix. As a matter of fact, I got a call from a colleague of mine in the other party pledging full support, wants to co-author the bill to make that fix. I don't have a good answer about whether or not it can be retroactively applied so as to compel the Met Council to relinquish the contents of the investigation they've done into former Chief Morales, but I'm sure going to try.
Do you have any doubts yourself, with the sourcing you have, that Ernest Morales is out because of the work environment he created?
Well, my only source of information is, you know, what I've been able to glean from media accounts. I've got no direct independent information from within the agency itself. But the public reporting did state that there was something wrong with his leadership, that there were questions about his leadership. Things happened. I don't know what they were. And an investigation was being conducted. Remember, he was suspended for a period of time before voluntarily separated from his employment. So something was going on.
For an individual.
You know, and we deserve to know what it is. I mean, he was the
100%
chief of police, you know, of the regional transit system. We deserve to know what was going on.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Couldn't agree more. And let's just emphasize that with this question. I mean, he was brought in because of the lack of safety if you were on light rail or buses. Simple as that. People did not feel safe. Did COVID and the numbers, number of people who weren't working and were working at home play a part in the numbers dropping? Of course. But people did not feel safe. So he was brought in much ballyhooed. He was going to come in and it was going to change. And when he made himself available, he cited a lot of numbers, but then all this reporting came out. So, Scott, if you are a citizen of the metro area or the state and you want to believe in the safety and the efficiency and the future of Metro Transit in this city and state, why should you believe in it right now?
Well, that's an excellent question. And we should talk about, you know, why the Met Council should be more willing to come forward and be fully transparent with its successes and its failures. I mean, it really does try to hide the ball on its finances. It tries to, you know, it clearly tried to hide the ball on major expenses that were coming down the pipe and the construction of light rail transit. It, you know, literally is hiding the engineering reports that gave rise to the evidence that their construction was causing the cracking of a nearby condo building. And, you know, I wouldn't criticize anyone for being a little dubious and a little skeptical, you know, and the reason we want public agencies to be publicly accountable and publicly transparent is because we have a democratic system, and the people who are responsible for making the major decisions about providing these essential services. You know, these are things that touch people's lives every single day. You know, transit gets people to where they need to go. Sewers, you know, make sure that our water is taken away and cleaned up before it's returned to the environment. You know, and it's a major public health initiative. And when an individual who's making those key decisions feels accountable to the public, because every 2 or 4 years they have to re-up and stand for re-election, you bet that they're going to be driving really, really hard for, you know, better outcomes so that people remain satisfied with their work product. Conversely, when an agency just exists in a black box,
right, by itself,
they can kind of just do whatever they want. You know, the reason we had all those public safety initiatives and someone like, you know, was hired from out of state, like Chief Morales, is because the legislature got in on the act and said, this is unacceptable.
Yep.
What people are telling us of what they're experiencing on trains and buses and what they're seeing at the bus stops and the train stops, the filth, the disrepair, the bad behavior has got to stop. And so we compelled them to undertake an entire set of initiatives around making those improvements and provided them the resources and insisted that they report back to us on a quarterly basis exactly what was happening and how the numbers were going. You know, and thankfully we had an active legislature tending to that. If we had left the Met Council, who has this governing body of, you know, Met Council members, but, you know, those folks don't respond to their constituents. They don't return phone calls. They don't respond to customer complaints or anything like that. When you call them, you get a call back from a public relations professional.
Yeah, right.
You've been embedded in the bureaucracy. So,
or you don't get a call back. I got to jump in. You make excellent points, sir. I will look forward to following this and greater oversight overall in the Met Council. And the public should see this report on Morales, 100%.
Right. And they should demand that their elected
yes.
Met Council, their elected. Council be elected.
I agree. 1,000%.
Right.
And others were ahead of it, and I should have been sooner. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Chad.
State Senator Scott Dibble here on CCO.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.